Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The kick and the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. A fastball. And bang, Zuma, Curly W's in the books. Sammy Solis strikes out two in a scoreless ninth inning. And the Nationals bullpen of Grayson Solis close it out after Max Scherzer returns from the disabled list and throws seven strong innings, striking out 10. The Nationals out of the dugout on the field to celebrate a victory. 28 games over 500 for the first time this year. The final score, the Washington Nationals 11, the Miami Marlins 2.
Charlie Slows, as heard last night on 106.7 The Fan. Max Scherzer returns with 10 strikeouts and 7 one-run innings. Jason Wirth back for the first time in months, homered for the ninth time this season. Who had the better return? Let's bring Charlie onto the show. Remember, end of this segment, we're giving away that registration pass into the 2017 Scherzer Showdown at Hill Country Barbecue to draft a fantasy football team with the Nats. Charlie, which return was more impressive last night? Mighty Max or Jason Wirth?
Wow, hard to say. I mean, Max looked like he never missed a beat, was only out 2 weeks. We're talking about Jason Wirth out since the beginning of June. That was quite a return, you know. Give us one of his epic at-bats, double-digit, 3-2, hit a 3-2 on a home run, then a 3-2 single later on, and chased the ball down in right center, running well. And he, too, looked like he never missed a beat, looked very, very fresh and very active, and maybe that's going to be a benefit for this team in the long run.
Charlie Slows, presented by the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Charlie, how hard is it? Help people understand. When like Jason Wirth comes back, it's hard to still be Jason Wirth. He did it last night. It was amazing. But if and when Trey comes back tonight, weather permitting, how long should we give these guys to kind of expect before they kind of become themselves again?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, they played for not all that long on rehab in the minor leagues. Jason's been able to swing a bat. He's been swinging for well over a month, taking batting practice for a long time. He just couldn't run. And in Trey's case, he could run and do everything else that didn't involve swinging a bat and hitting a baseball. So, you know, Jason, in terms of swinging the bat, might be a little ahead of Trey at this time. And I don't think Dusty is going to run him out there. You saw him take Jason out after seven innings. Neither one got to the point where they played nine innings on rehab. So, you know, it might be a day that they play a day or two in a row, and then they get a day off while they work their way back into getting their legs in shape here to play every day down the stretch.
You mentioned Trey Turner. He does return tonight if they play. Wirth came back and batted, hit seventh in the order. I'm wondering, do you think Turner will get a couple of days where he's not hitting his traditional first spot, or will he just get thrown right back into the top of the order?
You know, that's interesting. I know in Jason's case, maybe he didn't want to force feed him that right away. Wilmer Defoe's been in that two spot for so long. They dropped him to eighth last night and moved Michael Taylor up. Maybe they're getting ready to put Turner in the leadoff spot. Want to get Taylor familiar with the two spot for now. But I think, you know, ultimately you'll probably see it. Turner one and Wirth two. You know, that's been a successful recipe in the past. When you start to get all the bodies back, the lineup starts to look a lot different and a lot different right away, just with the result of Jason Wirth last night. I mean, this team, the lineups that Dusty's had to throw out there with, you know, really grabbing guys, Alejandro Daza, who was in the minor leagues, was in the Mexican League at the beginning of the year after he didn't make Oakland's team out of spring training, and Andrew Stevenson, who started the year in Double-A. I mean, these guys have all chipped in, but, you know, it's been a limp to the starting lineup, kind of lineup for Dusty for now for a few weeks.
So, Charlie, the bullpen now kind of is a little bit in flux. It hasn't been as locked down. Lately, Kintzer looked a little bit tired, gave up a couple runs, wasn't available. We don't know exactly what's going on with Ryan Madsen, Kota Glover. Give us an update there, kind of state of the union.
Well, Madsen, as of when we were in Houston, he had gone to see a doctor in Arizona, came back. They put his finger in a splint. He has what's called a strained tendon sheath in that first knuckle of the right index finger. And so they put him in a splint for a week. I think he has another few days to be in the splint, and then they'll take that off and see if he can throw a baseball without any discomfort, you know, just like tossing at that point. They don't believe this is serious. It's just, you know, it's like a sprain. It just needs a little bit of time to heal. And, you know, relievers don't need to stretch out long to get back in shape, but you certainly want him to be in a groove. I think Kinsler had a couple of long outings, and, you know, with the schedule they've been on, worked a lot, and just kind of caught up to him a little bit. And so they had the luxury to not use him, but at the same time, you had Matt Albers pitching both games of the doubleheader and pitched the day before, and you had Joe Blanton and Sean Kelly just off the disabled list pitching in the, you know, both games of the doubleheader and back-to-back days. So what Max did last night was a big boon to the bullpen because they only had to use Grace for an inning and Solis for an inning. You know, in another few days, if you need reinforcements, the pitching staff, you'll be able to add to the roster. Of course, the Nationals trying to find spots in the 40-man roster at this point been difficult because they've had to add so many guys to that 40-man over the course of the year.
At Charlie Slows on Twitter, play-by-play for the Nats. You can hear him and Dave Jagler every single game right here on 106.7 The Fan, every pitch, every homer, all season long. Charlie, Matt Wieters has had an interesting season. I think he's been a benefit and an asset clearly behind the plate. He drove in two runs and had three hits last night, hitting in the 230s. But he is fascinating because he's not locked in for next year. Do you feel like we're on a path to them keeping him around on the option for next season if they elect to?
Well, it's a player option, so
that's a good point.
It's his option to whether he wants to take that money or test the free agent waters once again. Offensively, his numbers are probably not where he's wanted them to be. You know, he doesn't throw like he did the beginning of his career. He throws well enough when given enough time by the pitcher to make a good throw. You know, it's a big guy who's got to get up from a crouch, and he really works hard to get the pitcher a called strike if he's framing the pitch. And, you know, a lot of his value doesn't show up in numbers the way he can call a game. Gio Gonzalez has had tremendous results working with him this year. Dusty talks about the way he sets the hitters up and pitch patterns and that sort of thing that really you don't hear about in sabermetrics. You hear about pitch framing. You hear about a catcher's offense. The other thing that Michael Taylor brought up the other day, that throw to the plate to gun down the runner at the plate, Wieters will pretty much catch any hop you throw to the plate and get a tag on a guy, which is another thing that doesn't show up in all of the new statistics. So he's kind of old school in a lot of ways. And while maybe his offensive numbers haven't been as great as they were in his days with the Orioles, certainly he's not hitting in the same kind of park that he was in Baltimore, which is a little more hitter-friendly. But I think he's had great value to this club. And, you know, I think they would like to have him back. But, you know, ultimately that's going to be up to him first.
What are you hearing about Bryce Harper here, Charlie? I'm sure it's still a few weeks away, but all of a sudden you look up, the playoffs start in about 5 weeks. You'd like him on the field a little bit before they start.
Yeah, you're coming up on 30 games. I talked to Bryce in the clubhouse yesterday and asked him how he's feeling. He said a little better. You know, he's still sore. No timetable yet on when he's going to do anything. I think, you know, as long as the doctors clear him, it's going to be up to him when he feels like he's ready to start doing things. So he doesn't seem to be walking any different now. And, you know, he had a little bit of a gait, a little bit of a limp initially. That's all just about gone. Again, a bone bruise and the soreness. It was a miracle that he wasn't hurt worse than this. And I talked to the team orthopedic surgeon, and you know, nobody could believe that after they carried him off the field and down the dugout steps that he could decide right then, okay, everybody let go of me. And he walked up the flight of steps into the clubhouse and did some side-to-side skiing-type motion, said, hey, if my knee's blown out, I'll just fall down. If not, I know I'm pretty good. And I think he almost knew before he went for the MRI that night that he didn't have major damage to his knee. And I think, you know, what we saw in the way he went down, it's a miracle, and, you know, it would be a tremendous lift for this club for him to come back before
The
year's over.
I heard that story. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us. As always, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
You got it.
Thank you, Charlie.
Let's get this one in tonight. Charlie Slows can be heard with Dave Jagler on 106.7 The Fan. Nats hosting the Marlins 7 o'clock this evening, pregame at 6:30. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll have to be able to answer the question we're going to ask you about the Nats at the end of what we're going to tell you. But at the end of this here read, Danny's going to give you a question. If you can answer it, you're going to get registration into the 2017 Scherzer Showdown, Saturday, September 9th at Hill Country Barbecue. I don't think I'm overstating this when I say this might be the coolest prize we give away on the
show. It's such a fun night, man.
The
afternoon,
day is
really
hosted by Max and Erica Scherzer. The Scherzer Showdown offers participants a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play fantasy football with their favorite Washington Nationals players and other local celebrities. It all benefits the Nationals Youth Academy. You can get more details online now at thefandc.com/contests. This is courtesy of Hill Country Barbecue. So, Danny, what is the question to be answered?
You got to tell Brendan Dorer the answer to the following question. Who leads the Washington Nationals in innings pitched? Who leads the Washington Nationals in innings pitched? Tell him that at 800-636-1067.
I like it. If you want more Nats, the DC Quick Pitch is available for you. Brand new episode yesterday at thefandc.com. Play.it and on iTunes as well. That is our weekly Nats podcast that Tom produces for us. The big one at one, the Stafford contract, what it means for quarterbacks. And in the 1 o'clock hour today, Redskins stock report on Grant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.